Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that word of God to you. Amen.
the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival.
Praising. Look, it is truly a blessing that you are here this evening for this message, The Days of Noah and the Red Dragon, Part 2. You can always go back and listen to Part 1 if you missed it. Look, I just want to move right into the Word of God and establish exactly why we are dealing with this subject. Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning in verse 36, and God, in the form of Jesus Christ, is giving end time scenarios, catalytic, destructive activity that will be going on. And in the middle of this, he referenced the text that talks about Noah, Genesis 6. And in Matthew 24:36, he says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But in verse 37 of Matthew 24, but as in the days of Noah were, as those days were, so shall also the coming of the Son of man be. Amen. Now, in Revelations, the 12th chapter, it goes into some detail about the dragon and what that means, because it's important that you understand the relationship of these two pericope of text before I continue. Revelations, the 12th chapter. Amen. And it says there, and let's begin in verse 1 actually. And there appeared a great one in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried at travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And it appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon its head. These are my references, Genesis 6 and Revelations 12. But I want to focus on the first part of this message called the days of Noah. Amen. The days of Noah. We'll be dealing with the red dragon in subsequent programs on this particular subject. But I want us to go now to Genesis. Genesis, the sixth chapter, because there is a lot of information here that we need to look at and examine very carefully. In verse 4 in Genesis, the sixth chapter, says, "There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that." Now, I want to deal with the after that aspect of this whole pericope of text, because it not only talks about giants in the days of Noah in verse 6:4, but it says, "and also after that," meaning whatever occurred relative to bringing the existence of the giants into the earth realm occurred again. Let's go to Numbers 13:33, and it says, "And there we saw giants." That's Joshua and the other 11 who were sent out to explore the land. The sons of Anak, A-N-A-K, which come of the giants, and were in our sight, and we were in their sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Let me read this again. "And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers," is what Joshua and the group were reporting. And it says, "We felt like grasshoppers compared to them, and so were in their sight. We were also grasshoppers." So you need to understand what occurred here in the way of the after that statement in Genesis. It literally means that this event occurred at least twice in history. And if we examine the Word of God, we will see several reoccurrences of the Numbers 6:4 function. Now, I'm going to continue and complete verse 4. "When the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore them children," or bore children to them, "the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown." Now, we need to understand that giantism is not the only manifestation of the sons of God coming into the daughters of men. Now, we need to clarify something here, because there's a lot of debate, individuals not wanting to deal with the fact that fallen angels, fallen watchers, angelic beings had intercourse with human women who were compromised. Let's go to Job 1:6. It says, "And there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." We know that men did not travel back and forth unto heaven. Human beings were not capable of that. Sons of God is referring angels, including Satan. Again, in Job 2:1, "And again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Let's continue. Job 38:7. It says, when the morning stars sung together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, this has something to do when God created the heavens and the earth. There were no human beings around during that time. There were no human beings around during that time. Now, I want to point out something else. John 1, verse 12. It says, but as many as received Christ, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So when we start talking about men in reference to being able to access the throne of God and become sons of God, it was at the advent of Jesus Christ and this statement in John 1:12. So I just want to make sure that we understand that when we talk about the sons of God in Genesis 6, we're not talking about human men. So we must recognize that when Christ made that statement, he was talking about demonic intrusion on the earth by fallen angels getting involved in human business and creating all kind of confusion, primarily to destroy the bloodline of Adam because of what Christ said to Satan, or God said to Satan in that word which became Christ, that the woman's seed and his seed will be enmity one toward another. He would bruise the seed of the woman's heel, and the seed of the woman would bruise his head. So he went about in Genesis 3, Genesis 6, and as it talked about in Numbers 13:33, to introduce a strategy to eliminate the purified seed of Adam. That's why Noah found grace, because he was perfect in his generation. His seed had not been mangled with the Son of God seed spoken of in Genesis 6. And Christ said these times would repeat themselves. Amen. Genesis 6:5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of his thought or the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:6. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Genesis 6:7. And the Lord God said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I made them. God is making it clear he's going to destroy the earth because of the wickedness of satanic ideologies being mangled with the thoughts and the DNA of men. I know this is an abrupt attack on some theological eagles, some prudeness of man's ideology, and the fact that we have corrupted the Word of God and we no longer understand the intent of the Word of God, because Satan has tricked us into believing something else. But I am here, Dr. Ernest Maddox, to testify to the Word of God, make the paths straight, delineate, articulate, and identify the pericope of text that is relevant to these end time activities. I will testify relative to the word of God.
Yo, we got something to say. You know, God's been so good. We've been trying to hold it. You know what? We can't hold it no more.
Created the heavens and the earth. And verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. Something happened between verses 1 and verses 2. Let's go to Jeremiah 4:20. And I want to point out to you, if you get a chronological Bible, this will be identified for you. In Jeremiah 4:20, it says, destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are many tents spoiled, and my curtains in a movement. Jeremiah 4:21, how long will I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? This is a war scenario. Going on now to verse 22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are scoffing children. They have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, listen to this, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. This is the same statement in Genesis 1:2. So this could not be talking about human beings. God makes a transition in Jeremiah 4 from humans, and he begins to recollect what angels did, the first sons of God did, and he began to discuss that. He says in verse 24, I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. 25, and I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heaven were fled. There were birds prior to man. There was no man in this scenario. And behold, or I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities there were broken down, all the presence of the Lord, all down at the presence of the Lord, and by his fierce anger. For thus, in verse 27, has the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate. You will, or yet will, I not make a full end. Amen? He says in verse 28, for this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and I will not repent, neither will I turn back from this. This is a destruction prior to the creation or the recreation in Genesis, the first chapter, moving into verse 3 and the subsequent verses. Amen. You can go to Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 to know what happened. God bless you.